C1G.
Number 21A.
We come now to the next point, namely to the subsequent Bible revelation, as what is named the thousand-year period. You know that in the second record of creation, Mrs. Eddy makes the statement, the second record of creation is to depict the falsity of error and the effects of error. Then she says, subsequent Bible revelation, that which comes after the second record of creation, subsequent Bible revelation is coordinate with the science of creation, recorded in the first chapter of Genesis. So what she wants to bring out is all that what follows afterwards is a revelation that is coordinate with the first record of creation, which would mean that the order of the first record of creation is afterwards shown forth through the Bible, so that we don't have to have a feeling that what was shown in the first record and second record of creation is finished, and that subsequent Bible teaching has nothing to do with those first records of creation, but that much more further, that the subsequent teaching is therefore elaborating on the basis of the first and second record of creation. Even the, I think it is the Companion Bible, which points out that Genesis, the record of creation, are the seed plot of the Bible. As if at the beginning of the Bible, those who have canonized the Old Testament would have put really that very first record of creation right at the beginning. You know, it's from the priestly document. Afterwards, it follows to the Jehovistic document. So it has been taken out from the priestly document and put right at the beginning, as if the priestly document would say, here I give you first the cornerstone of the whole Bible. I give you, so to say, the key to the whole Bible. And what the Bible then begins to show through myths and sagas and legends and tribal history and so on is showing forth an elaboration of that fundamental keystone or cornerstone, the 7 days of creation. So what is that subsequent Bible revelation when analyzed from the standpoint of the 7 days? There was always a belief in the Hebrew literature, a deep-rooted belief, that it would take about 7,000 years to subjugate, really, the belief in a material universe to the spiritual. That is an ancient Hebrew belief, and Peter, who was writing at the time of, in the first 1,000 years, no, in the first 100 years A.D., he was bringing up that idea again, because he said that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years. And on this statement, Mrs. Eddy also builds when she is taking up that verse in the first record of creation and shows that the rays of infinite truth, when gathered together into the focus of ideas, bring light instantaneously. Whereas A thousand years of human doctrines, hypotheses, and vague conjectures emit no such effulgence. She indicates here to that old Hebrew belief that it actually can take a thousand years for the human development, for the material universe to bring out and demonstrate one day of the Lord. Therefore, one idea of each day. So that what is presented in the days of creation in the first day, as God said, let there be light, let there be intelligence, and the evening and the morning were the first day, that insight into the one divine mind, that God is mind, would take about a thousand years of human history, or I would have to say of Jewish history, to bring out that very point, that mind is the creator. And so, subsequently, with every other day of creation. Now, Mrs. Eddy has taken up that idea, and you see it also when in the last chapter of the textbook, in Apocalypse, she says, in the opening of the sixth seal, typical of 6,000 years since Adam, the distinctive feature has reference to the present age. So here she takes up that thought again and says, 6,000 years since Adam is really that which applies to the present age. In Revelation, this is shown forth as the sixth seal, just as we have the sixth day of creation, which also brings out that day of truth, and so is significant for our present age. So in this way she makes the connection between the thousand-year periods and the 7 days of creation. And we want to investigate what that implies and how we really can see that it always took for the spiritual history of mankind in the Western world, in the Jewish Christian world, about 1,000 years in order to bring forth in human history, in human consciousness, one day of the Lord, one day of the days of creation. This would indicate also what Mrs. Eddy stated, that when she said that Christ's Christianity is the chain of scientific being. There is a chain of scientific being. A chain has links. These links link together. They sometimes overlap so as to link into each other. And that Christ's Christianity is the chain of scientific being reappearing in all ages. That it is an eternal order of how things operate, how things unfold, maintaining its obvious correspondence with the Scripture. Therefore, we should see that the Scriptures would symbolize in some way, big way, really the chain of scientific being. What is the chain of scientific being? It's really what Mrs. Eddy has shown. It's the mathematical order that explains the science of creation, where step by step one link follows the next one, when one day follows the next day. And thus uniting all periods in the design of God. So all these chains of scientific being, no matter if they are the chain of the first record of creation, where everything happens, so to say, symbolically in one day, namely when it gathers into the focus of idea, it emits light instantaneously, no matter if it is that way, or if it is seen how it impels the development of the spiritual idea in human history in the Western world, in the Christian world. So this whole concept that the 7 days of creation correspond really to a 7,000-year period, seven periods of 1,000 years each, starting with Adam, which was about 4,000 BC, running over the Old Testament, 4,000 years, then with beginning with the 5,000 year with the New Testament, and running up to the present age, symbolically to the opening of the sixth seal. And we are standing now, as you know, at the threshold from the 6,000 year period to the 7,000 year period. And that, I think, is why the present age is so full of turmoil and overturning and overturnings, because a very big idea is impelling itself and translating itself down to the human level. So we will take up that thought that, having considered what are the ideas of the 7 days, see how they began to realize themselves in 1,000-year periods. This belief of the Hebrews was shared very much by the early church fathers, especially also by Saint Augustine, who lived in the 4th century AD. He already was trying to find how these days of creation would fit into periods, what he calls 7 world days or 7 world ages. And he had more or less the same order as we have them today, as John Dolly presented them today, except the change from the 6th to the 7th. There he has a different break in that development. But he too had these 1,000-year periods and called them generations, world days, and world ages. Now, what are they? And so, naturally, if we consider such a correlation, it would mean what? It would mean that the 7 days of creation symbolize a spiritual law that is so big that it works eternally as a chain of scientific being, that it works either just as days, or that it works as 1,000-year periods. When it works as 1,000-year periods, it means that it works by restructuring or reordering, by reforming world consciousness. I must be clear about that when I say world consciousness. It didn't do that. It actually is only seen in the Judean Christian history of the Western world. It doesn't apply to the other religions and to other cultures like in the East or in Central America or South America or things like that. It really is unique to the development of the Jewish Christian concept of the days of creation. So I first, what I want to show, therefore, is that this terrific law that is innate in being, that is not made up humanly, but is working constantly, is beginning to resolve, really, the darkness and the mist of ignorance step by step, and leading, really, the spiritual development along the line, the ordered line of spirit, the ordered line of the 7 days of creation, which gives us a terrific certainty that these 7 days constitute a law, and not just a nice story. Now, as we said, any interpretation must always go out from the whole and then deduce from the whole and see the finer patterns of the whole. So I first want to run quickly through those 7,000 year periods without any indication of the subtones, just the 7 days, so that you get first an overall view. The first 1,000 year period starts with the Adam myth. Actually, yes, there was never an Adam. It is a myth, and therefore the biblical writers retrospectively put the biblical history into such an order that Adam would have been created in the year 4000 BC. That year 4000 BC has also is also a very significant date in history. Most of the cultural history feels that really modern civilization has started round about 4000 BC, and so coincides in some way with the biblical concept of the start of modern civilization. So the first 1,000 year period would run from 4000 BC, from Adam, to 3000 BC, which is the end of the flood and the Tower of Babel. Then the second thousand period runs from 3000 BC with, oh, did I say it rightly? Sometimes I, did I say the first 1,000 year, huh? Went from 4000 BC, from the Adam story, to 3000 BC, when we had the whole creation story up to Seth. Then comes the second 1,000 year period, and I think there I went wrong, huh? That runs from 3000 BC, starting with the Noah story, to 2000 BC, now I got it right, huh? To the end of the flood and to the Tower of Babel. Then comes the third 1,000 year period, starting round about 2000 BC, with Abraham coming out of Ur in Chaldea, and the whole Jewish history begins there with Father Abraham, 2000 BC up to 1000 BC. 1000 BC was when the first king of Israel was nominated, Saul and David. And so the fourth 1,000 year period runs from 1000 BC to Jesus' nativity, to the year zero, not, huh? And then comes the fifth 1,000 year period from Jesus up to the year round about 1000 AD. And the 6,000 year period is from about 1000 AD to 2000 AD, to the time where we live now. And we are at the threshold of the 7,000 year period, which starts round about 2000 AD and goes on for 1,000 years. So these are the 7,000 year periods. Now, I show you just in an overall picture, really, how these 7,000 year period correspond to the ideas that are laid, that are presented in the 7 days of creation. So, the first day of creation we know is "Let there be light," giving us a sense of "Let there be creative intelligence, let there be creative power." And as a whole, that first 1,000-year period that is depicted in the Bible consists actually only of that idea of creative power. The first record of creation, the second record of creation, after that came all the generations. The Bible would show all the generations of Cain, the generations of Seth, and so on. And so we get there a constant sense of generating power, which is the creative power. And the term begat and begat and begat runs over pages and pages. He begets so-and-so, and that one begets so-and-so, and that one begets so-and-so, so that one gets really the feeling all what is shown here is that creative ability of God. Then there is a second 1,000-year period corresponding to the second day of creation. What is the second day of creation? The second day of creation is let there be a firmament to separate. And that is then shown very distinctly in the second 1,000-year period, starting out with Noah building an ark, separating himself from the floods, and finding in that ark security, and finally landing on the Mount Ararat. Then you had also that counterfeit sense of that separation, namely the mixing up, as shown in the illustration of the Tower of Babel, where everything was mixed up, instead of being separated and made pure. Then we have the third day of creation, let the dry land appear, where everything became definite, where Mrs. Eddy said that Spirit began to name everything, where everything began to find its own identity, where the days of creation was showing the seed within itself, where therefore the seed in itself became very, very important. That whole thing was shown forth in that tribal history of the third 1,000-year period, starting, as I said, with Abraham, and then from there we had a whole tribal history showing that always the seed was in itself, that is the story of Abraham, then his son Jacob, then the seed within itself, Isaac, and then the seed within itself, then the story goes further to Jacob, and again the seed within itself, the 12 sons of Jacob, and you could see it was constantly showing that out of that one seed of Abraham that had the seed within itself, there came the infinite multiplication of so that out of one came then the whole nation, the 12 tribes forming Israel. So you get a great sense of that. In that period, we have all that defining and naming. It was quite explicit that every one of these characters were renamed and got a divine name, so that they were undergoing a transformation of soul. You have a great sense there, really, of the wandering from sense to soul. They were always wandering through the desert, through the wilderness. Wilderness, again, is a sense of that, of the testimony of the spirit, of the material senses to disappear, and gathering spiritual sense and spiritual identity, until finally they would take possession of the dry land, the promised land in Canaan. And that is then the end of that third 1,000-year period. And you can see in that all the ideas of soul somehow symbolized and brought out. In a big way, the fourth day of creation we have seen is the day of government and of system. The stellar universe indicating that wonderful symbol for system and government. And in the 4,000 year period, starting with Samuel and going up to the birth of Jesus, is one great period where actually those ideas were worked out, namely government, should God govern or should a king govern? Should they govern through personal means, through authority, through dictatorship, or should really the government be a government by God? See? Not by a king. Therefore, the government by God through the vision of the prophets, and so the kingdom period is followed by the prophetic period. We have in that period for the first time the prophets, and they come there in great numbers, and finally reaching a climax with the priestly document where the prophets were laying down the system of government, the system of being, and where writing the priestly document, and the priestly document is a document that where everything is laid out in a systematic way, and so introduced really the government of principles through system. After that came then the 5,000 year period that would symbolize the fifth day of creation. The fifth day of creation is the day of life, of abundance, of life abundance, of multiplication, of the great whales. And in that 5,000 year period, we really get then Jesus as the main figure, who was introducing what? Exactly that. Namely that he said, I have come to give life and life abundance. He was showing that life is eternal. He was really showing the multiplication of life, that through his understanding he could multiply ad lib for all the right ideas, could feed the multitude, could heal the multitude. Everything was done in an abundant way, and introduced the resurrection and the ascension, giving a proof of life eternal. He introduced as life the fatherhood sense of life. He was the first one who called God the Father of all, and so illustrated actually the fifth day. That fifth day then afterwards showed the multiplication, because Christianity then spread and spread and spread over the next few centuries all over Europe.